Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Final full segment of The Drive today. This is Big Me by the Foo Fighters, one of the great songs in history. Good choice by Max. It's a rare two-guest segment, so we better get to it. Our first one is Rob Kooser, the very first winner of the World Series of Face-Off. Rob, I don't think anyone's heard your voice on radio since then.
I've kept it that way intentionally.
Did you purposely just decide, I'm going to win this and retire right now, and people can just remember me, and that's the way it is?
Yeah. Took my title and I left. Actually, truth be told, I played a year or two after.
Oh, we didn't want to know that.
Yeah. Then I was like, it's not for me anymore. So, I reluctantly, here we are.
So, what makes it, you have to be in the Legends Tournament. What initially made it, this isn't for me? Why'd you feel that way? And how are you coaxed into returning this year?
Actually, it was just life, busy, you know, boys, sports, coaching, things like that, and finding time. What coaxed me into it was you and Bob hounding me via text.
Yeah, mostly Bob.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I do have to ask, how do I get Ted the sports head on the first draw? You trying to get me out of here in the first round?
Well, you're a past winner. I think he should be intimidated by you. Is your sports knowledge? You're not the sports head, but you have to have retained some of that knowledge that allowed you to win the very first one of these, right?
Well, I'm not gonna hold my breath. Should be fun. Should be fun.
Do you read a lot when it comes to sports? And when you were doing this, or did you just listen? Do you watch a lot? What gives you the all around? Because I've tried to do a couple of these myself, and it's a lot tougher when you're on the spot than if you're just listening and saying to yourself, oh, how about this person, this person, this person?
Well, to answer that one, yeah, your brain, as they say, your brain does go dead when you're live on the phone. But no, I don't think you can read up because they put such creative categories together. I've just been a sports fan my whole life, and sometimes I retain useless information, and it has panned out for me in situations like this. So just have fun and go with it.
Rob, as you mentioned, you will be playing the last first-round game, so that's next Thursday. You got a little time to prepare. It is against Ted the sports head in the 2-7 matchup in that bracket. So can't wait to have you back on. I hope you do well. I wish you luck.
Well, I appreciate it. It's fun. I'm looking forward to having a good time with it, and let's see where the ball bounces.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, there's Rob Kooser, the very first winner of the World Series of Face-Off, one of the very first losers that we've ever had.
What?
He was the first loser one year. He finished in second place. Dan Barber. Dan Barber, you're there? What's up?
Nothing. I hear you talking about this, but I'm just calling. I don't hear my name being mentioned at all.
Well, you haven't called the show, so we assume you kind of been absent and not that interested in this, but here you are. Well, who's your first-round opponent?
I don't know. That's what I was calling to ask. I've been in the lab, Jeff. I've been studying.
Studying for what?
Because I'm tired of being the Buffalo Bills of the World Series of Face-Off.
That's fair. That's fair. You have, let me see, you're a 4 seed, I believe. You have Derek Chilcott a week from today at 4:45. That's your matchup.
A week from today at 4:45.
Yeah, you better be ready.
I think I've taken him down before.
Oh, absolutely. You've taken down just about everybody.
Except a couple people.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, they should be scared. They're scared when they see my name.
They must be.
I mean, I would be afraid. So.
Are you afraid of yourself?
Sometimes, I mean, I'm either going to beat myself up or I'm going to kiss myself because I'm so pretty. So, all right, boys. Well, I just wanted to say hi.
Thanks, Dan. Get back to the lab. I don't think you're ready yet.
I got to get back to the lab.
All right, see ya. All right, that's Dan Barber. Now we move seamlessly for just a few minutes to Anthony Capper. We couldn't break tradition. It's been a busy show today, Cap, but we saved a few minutes for you.
I appreciate you fitting me in. You guys are always too good to me.
What are you doing, Cap? Where are you at?
I'm sitting on the couch today. Nothing big going on today for once in my life.
Are you ill? You sound a tad bit stuffed up.
No, you know, I woke up from a nap about an hour ago.
That'll do it.
I had like I said, not a big day, so.
But that's a good day. That's a good day, Cap. You enjoy it.
I really enjoyed it.
What does a guy like you do with a day off?
Nap,
that's it.
Mostly catch up on sleep, maybe golf if I can, but there's nothing really on my radar. So, you know, take advantage of it while you can.
When's your next day off when we could go? Or when do you have a quiet day?
I might have another one next week. I might have to see if you want to get on the course next time.
Okay, well, you let me know what day it is, and I'll make it work.
I'll keep you posted.
Happy days.
Talking with Anthony Capper. Cap, we got baseball starting in a week. Does that feel joyous to you? Are you excited about this, or is this one of those things like you're just thinking about everything that could go wrong?
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm thinking about everything that could go wrong. I mean, I guess I'm still happy that, you know, we're still a go. Everything's still a green light. But, I mean, who knows? I'm just waiting for the one doomsday day where everything gets shut down. And I don't know. I think about it every day. But I get more worried probably every day, too.
Well, it's got to be. My thing with this is that you're going to have a couple guys that are just 21-year-olds that are going to be like, I got to get out. I got to get out. I got to get out. And I think that'll be the ultimate downfall. I mean, if nobody leaves and they can get it under control, then
well, there's not
how's
a bubble.
It going to be
there's
a problem?
There's not a bubble in baseball.
Well,
that's
the problem. Like, you're going to have guys that are going to go out. I don't know how you're going to stop it. Is there any way to do that?
No, you can't. And you have to rely on the players to make, you know, their own judgment and their use some safe judgment, which, like you said, there's going to be more than a fair share of guys who say I go out and I got to experience nightlife in certain cities and you can't control it. So it's, you know, it's a matter of time before somebody slips up, catches something, does something that, you know, maybe ruins it for the rest of them.
Talking with Anthony Capper just for a couple more minutes. We don't really ever talk about golf with you outside of potentially playing with Duda, but I'm following the sport more closely than ever because Duda and I have a bet every week. Are you going to be watching the Memorial starting tomorrow?
I may tune in. I love golf, and I love playing golf especially, and I've probably played more golf in the last 2 years than I have in my entire life combined, so I'm enjoying it more. I'm never really Thursday, Friday, Saturday watching kind of guy. I always tune in for final rounds of things, and I follow it online, but it's hard for me to sit still in one place. I may be too tough for that to sit still and just watch golf or watch, you know, tennis or something like that. But I'll dial into you know, the final round on Sunday.
Well, and that's the thing with the golf too. Depends on who's there. I keep tabs on it for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, obviously, because I got to try to beat Jeff because I'm down 4-1, and it's really quite embarrassing to say that. But the Sunday is when I sit down and like to watch it too. I like to watch the last 2-3 hours, and especially if you got the big names up there and that sort of thing. It's and in all honesty, it's all that I got right now anyway when it comes to sports.
Well, and I think, you know, like kind of how Jeff mentioned that he's watched more golf or been paying more attention than ever. I think people are just kind of yearning for any type of sport, so they're getting dialed into golf and NASCAR and, you know, international soccer, things that are available. So maybe it's a good chance for people to get exposed to some new things.
Cap, we'll do this longer next time, but it's always good to get your take on at least a couple things and catch up with you and Duda and set your golf outings and everything like that. So we're happy to talk to you, even if it was brief.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I'm a wealth of knowledge, even though none of it's good for anything, and I'm never afraid to share my opinion. So
that's the best kind of knowledge.
Love it. Give me a call next week. Shoot me a text. Let me know, man.
Will do. Be good, guys.
Happy days.
Thanks. All right, coming to the end.
Man, we just rolled.
It just flew by today.
Unbelievable.
Didn't get to a few things I want to talk about. Namely, we're setting up a above-ground pool in our yard.
Oh, I heard about this today.
Didn't fill it up with water last night yet, and then it blew over today.
And you haven't
all
been there.
All the way over.
And you haven't been there to help at all, have you?
No, and I'm dreading the idea of helping. You want to come out and help?
I can't. I got to take the kids. I got soccer tonight. We got church night.
You don't have
I can't.
Be today. You can maybe tomorrow. You can bring over
tomorrow
the ham and the turkey and roast beef.
I would, but I got to do the radio show for you because you won't be here.
Ah, it's too bad. All right, we'll figure something out. We'll come back here and wrap it up. Thanks everyone for listening today. It's The Drive on KFH.